Picture a beautiful evening at the beach, a perfect setting for the annual family photo. The waves are crashing into the beach, the breeze is blowing ever so slightly, all the crowds have gone in from the day, you have the beach to yourself, the sun is just starting to set. Everyone's wearing a white shirt and faded jeans because that was the assignment. The designated photographer in the family has run to the car to get a special camera lens, so everyone else is just milling around. But then they notice out of the corner of their eye a prize-winning sandcastle. It is enormous. It is about 3.5 feet tall, about 7 feet wide, a moat that goes all the way around it, full of water. You almost expect to see alligators swimming around. So they start walking closer. And the closer they get, the more amazing it seems. All of these tiny details, it must have taken all day for a whole crew of people to build. So when the family photographer finally arrives, all of the family is gathered around this sandcastle, so they quickly decide to take the family photo next to it. The sandcastle would make the Christmas card that year. And for some strange reason, they felt so proud standing there next to somebody else's sandcastle. Another family comes walking up the beach and hollers out, "Great sandcastle! How long did it take to build?" And for a split second, they almost took credit for it. That standing there next to somebody else's sandcastle, we're reminded of that lure of what's big and impressive. But we should never lose sight of the importance of what is small and subtle. In fact, the prophet Micah had become disillusioned with everything that was grand and impressive, so he started to speak about Bethlehem, one of the little clans of Judah. That normally when people, both then and now, looked for leadership, they looked towards the big city. Places like Jerusalem. Places with power, prestige, history, and tradition. But Micah looked elsewhere. Micah said the leadership of God would be found in the small town of Bethlehem. Just like the leadership of a shepherd. And shepherds did not have any power or prestige. And Micah knew full well all those credentials that we normally look for, all of those things that we put on our resume to make ourselves look important and impressive. But he knew that what truly matters is kindness, commitment, and love. That every year we sing that beautiful hymn, "A Little Town of Bethlehem," where we say together, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive his still, the dear Christ enters in. That if we are looking for what is big and impressive, we just might miss the love of Christ. For it enters this world quietly. Another song that we overhear Each year during this time of year is when Mary sings. She goes and sees Elizabeth. The Spirit of God rises up inside of her, and she sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord," because God scatters the proud, brings down the powerful, lifts up the lowly, fills the hungry with good things. That when Mary sings about the love of God, she does not focus on what is big and impressive. Instead, she holds close those things that receive far less recognition. And she travels to Bethlehem to welcome the love of God into this world, far away from all of the crowds. It is no wonder that we find God standing with those on the margins and seeking out the lost, or entering our lives in small and subtle ways. That since God is love, we discover that love cannot be shouted from a megaphone. Instead, it is spoken in a whisper. It is not one big single act. It is countless daily tasks. That love is sharing the pain of somebody else, entering the room and taking off our coat and having a seat so we can listen with empathy and compassion. Love is not taking ourselves too seriously so we can take others seriously. Putting on a funny party hat and singing out loud with everybody else in the room, celebrating what is good in somebody's life. And love never gets in a hurry. It is willing to stop, to pause, and to pray for somebody we know who is hurting. That love is countless small sacrifices, repeated actions, and subtle gestures. Like on Christmas, when the love of God enters this world in the small town of Bethlehem, or as Mary says, through the lowliness of your servant. That we need to look in the background to find the love of God. That we might want to put somebody else's sandcastle front and center, but Christmas is found in the background. When we were traveling this summer, driving across the long state of Texas, we stopped in Amarillo. And we needed to grab a quick bite to eat before checking into the hotel, so we stopped at Sharky's Burrito Company. We didn't know anything about it. It was one of those order-at-the-counter type places. But when we sat down, next to us was a table of large firefighters, which we took as an endorsement of the restaurant. After we finished eating and we left the restaurant, we stopped in the front parking lot to take a family photo with the restaurant in the background, because that's what you do on a road trip. But afterwards, we were scrolling through the pictures, and we noticed the firefighters had photobombed our picture. These big guys leaping in the air, waving their hands, laughing, pointing at the camera. And they made us laugh. It's one of my favorite pictures because of the background. And in the painting on the back of the bulletin by Lyle Gwyn Garrity, entitled Gather Us In, she tells the story of the prophet Zephaniah. The prophet Zephaniah spoke up, saying hard things during the reign of King Josiah, who followed King Manasseh, who was quite cruel. And the prophet Zephaniah was lamenting everything that had taken place. He was speaking of the judgment of God, putting that front and center. But then, as you're reading his story, all of a sudden, out of the blue, emerging from the background, he starts to speak of the love of God. And in this painting, which is an architectural drawing, blue background, white lines, the roof of the building is caving in. You see all of the debris falling down. And then from the background, the hand of the love of God is reaching down. And the music that is flowing through the painting is the first line of the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. That we always find the steadfast love of God reaching out to us from the background. That as we tune our hearts to sing of God's grace, that we learn to love others in small and subtle ways. Because that is how Christmas comes to us. Amen.